5 on 551 Red RT.ie. Delighted now to be joined by the Queen of the Power Ballad. Music royalty we have. Her hit list includes Holding Out for a Hero, It's a Heartache, and of course, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Bonnie Tyler! Yay!
Hello there! How are you all?
Listen, Bonnie, I just have to say thank you, because my son and I, he's 12, Tom, we have this lovely moment together whenever we're in the car on our own without my daughter and my wife, and we put on Total Eclipse of the Heart, and we do the Wayne's World thing. You know, we lip sync it, and we just go mad, and we love it. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for that.
Scenes of Queen are running through my mind that people normally do.
Now, you're coming to Leopardstown on the 8th of August, and it's your only Irish show, leopardstown.com. All your fans will be out to see you. And great to talk to you.
I'm really looking forward to it, yeah. And I've got a great band. We're going to have a fantastic show. We're going to rock the place.
Yeah.
So I hope you come and enjoy it.
That song is it was 40 last year. We'll talk about it more in a minute. My first encounter with you was Lost in France. I remember seeing you on Top of the Pop singing Lost in France.
Yeah, 1976. Wow. I've been around a long time, darling.
Yes, you have. Yes. I was still in nappies, obviously, sitting on my mother's knee. And I know you're still touring. You've toured ever since then. Do you still enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm on the stage, it's nothing like it. The adrenaline is wonderful. The travelling can be a bit of a pain in the neck, you know, because of all the restrictions and, you know, but then that's part and parcel of it. You've got to accept it and just go with it, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, and I have a fabulous band that have been with me for ages, like over 30-odd years, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, we're really together, yeah.
Yes. And it must be great to have that list of hits.
Oh, well, it is. It is great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I never get tired of singing them. People ask me, you know, do I get fed up of singing Total Eclipse of the Heart or Hero, you know?
Yeah.
Of course I don't. I love it because everybody, you know, it brings the nostalgia back and everybody has a good time.
They're spectacular. And of course, Hero and Total Eclipse of the Heart, both written by and produced by Jim Steinman. Tell people about Jim Steinman and how important he was to rock music.
Oh, I think Jim Steinman was incredible. I mean, he wrote everything for Meatloaf on Battered Hell. You know, that album is still in the charts. And it's like, after all these years, you know, it's incredible. And as soon as I heard Battered Hell, I knew I wanted to work with this guy, you know. And a lot of people thought I was crazy, that he's never going to work with me. But, you know, I proved them wrong. And two albums later with him, and we had tremendous success all over the world.
Yeah. And how did you get to him?
Well, I asked the A&R man at Sony Music to ask him if he would produce me. And he said, my God, Bonnie, are you crazy? He said, he's never going to do Jim Steinman. He's so busy. I said, what do you mean? I said, you ask me who I want to work with. So ask him. And then if he says no, fair enough, we'll move on, you know.
Yeah.
But I said, at least ask him.
Yeah.
So he did ask him. And at first I was told that he was a bit surprised. Jim Steinman was surprised that I wanted to work with him. That's why I thought, you know, we'd work well together. But I just knew we would, you know. And so he got intrigued by the idea. So he sent a message for me and my manager to go and meet him in his apartment in overlooking Central Park in New York. So we went there, and it was incredible to meet the man himself, you know. And everything went from there, you know. 3 weeks later, he finished off writing Total Eclipse of the Heart that he'd started writing many years before, as a vampire song that he was thinking of doing a musical about vampires and things.
Yeah.
But he rewrote the song and he gave it to me.
Right.
And that was a huge success. He went to number one in America for 4 weeks. And it went to number one in the UK for 3 weeks. And the album went to number one, both in America and the UK.
Spectacular. Look, you know what people are saying? Play the song. Play a bit of the song at least. It's a true classic, Bonnie. A true classic.
So yes. Come and hear it live.
Yes. Leopard Sound, the 8th of August. It's not true, Bonnie, that that song was offered to Meatloaf before you. That's not true.
Well, every time I saw Meatloaf after that, he said, "Bonnie, that song was made for me." I said, "Tough, he gave it to me."
Yeah. You've your own songs. Yes, yeah. You've your own songs. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and all those ones. And they're just
wonderful songs he had. Yeah.
And Holding Out for a Hero, of course, that's another cracker.
It was in the movie Footloose.
Yes.
And with Kevin Bacon, you know. And Jim Simon co-wrote that with the Dean Pritchford.
Right.
Yeah, he wrote it with him for the movie Footloose. And it was a huge success. It went to number 2 in the UK for 6 weeks running. And David Bowie and Mick Jagger kept me off the number
dancing
one
Dancing in the
spot.
Street. Dancing in the Street.
Yeah,
yes,
with the
yes,
charity
yes,
song.
Yes,
so that
yes.
was okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Do you know those two songs? They're brilliant because, like, I have youngish children. They know both of those songs really well. They just go on and on and on, and they say something to each generation, which must be brilliant for
you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And actually, did you see the Guinness advert for Holding Out for a Hero?
I didn't see that one. No.
Zero Guinness.
Ah, yes, Holding Out for Zero.
Yeah.
Very good. And you, I see that your partner, husband, is an Olympian, Robert.
Yes, he went to an Olympics many moons ago, 1972, for judo. He's a third dan black belt, so don't mess with him, darling.
So he's a bit of a hero. You were like, I don't know if you wrote the song, you sang the song before you met him or after you met him, but you know, you're holding out for a hero of sorts.
After I met him.
Yes. Did he win? Did he win a medal or just no?
He's got loads of medals.
Does he? But
I didn't win a medal in the Olympics.
Yes.
But the guy that that beat him in the Olympics was a Russian guy.
Uh-huh.
And Robert had already beaten this guy called Kachenko before. But in the Olympic Games, my husband didn't beat him.
Yeah. Speaking of competitions, Bonnie Tyler, you were discovered at a talent competition. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when I was a kid, I was always singing in my bedroom with a hairbrush, you know, for a microphone. And my auntie, whose husband used to work in the local rugby club, used to hear me singing. And she said to my mother, "I'm going to put Gaynor, my real name.
Yes.
I'm going to put Gaynor down for the talent competition we got coming in the rugby club," she said. "She's always singing up there, so I'm going to put her name down." And anyway, so I went to this competition. I sang 2 songs, "Those Are the Days" and "Can't Stop Loving You." And I came second, and I won £1.
Oh, so quaint. £1, yeah.
Hello! 1969, that was.
And in second place, Gaynor Hopkins. Soon to be called Bonnie Tyler, and she will have many hits in the future, including Total Eclipse of the Heart, It's a Heartache, and Hold Out for a Hero. Yeah. There was another competition you were in, and is this true? Sissy, who was Whitney Houston's mother, were you up against her or something?
Go on. I won the Yamaha World Song Festival. There was 32 countries taking place in it. And Sissy Houston came second. I came first.
Right.
And Sissy Houston was none other than Whitney's mother, Houston's mother. And Whitney was there as a young child then. She was about 13, you know. tall, skinny, pretty little thing. And she asked me for my autograph.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, fabulous. Little did we know then she was going to become this mega star.
Yes, yeah. And of course, fame didn't treat her well. Very sad. And what a waste of a talent.
What a waste, yeah.
And you've seen a lot of people come and go over the years, I would imagine, Bonnie.
I think so, yeah. Because, I mean, the difference with me is, I think, because when I first started singing, I didn't do it to be like a star or anything, you know. I wanted to sing in a band. That was my dream. Just sing in a band and enjoy it, you know. Yeah. Well, I was doing that for 7 years, and then I got discovered by a talent scout, Roger Bell, who came down from London. He was working with Chapel Music in London, and he heard me singing in a local club in Swansea. And he went back and he told Ronnie Scott and Steve Wolfe about me. And they invited me to London to make some demos, and Lost in France was one of them.
And when
so that's how I got discovered.
And were you told by somebody, were you taken aside and go, listen, Gaynor Hopkins, lovely name, but it's not very showbiz?
Yeah. Well, no, I'd already changed my name to Shireen.
Shireen.
And, because it's my sister's first little girl, you know, Shireen.
Yeah.
And I used to go by Shireen when I was singing in local bands for 7 years, you know. And when Lost in France came out, Ronnie said to me, would you mind changing your name? Because Shireen sounds more like a belly dancer or something, you know. I said, okay, I'll change it. So what I changed my name. I got loads of lists of surnames and Christian names and tried to match them up. And I came up with Bonnie Tyler.
It's great. It does sound a bit like a Scottish man you'd get to do up your kitchen.
What?
A Bonnie Tyler. you're a Bonnie Tyler. But it's brilliant and a stoke. But you're very much, and this probably is why you've lasted so long in the business, is that when you go home, you're Gaynor Hopkins.
Yes, I'm Auntie Gaynor.
Yes. Yeah, but that's brilliant, isn't it? That, you know, because it's a separation of the two things.
Yeah. I mean, I went out for lunch today. I'm home at the moment. And when I went out for lunch, you know, you bump into people that you've known over the years, you know, and they'd all call me Gaynor, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Did they ever put together a Welsh supergroup? I'm thinking, you know, yourself, Tom Jones, Kerris Matthews, you know, Charlotte Church. There's a lot of Shirley Bassey. A lot of talent there, isn't there? For a small country.
Yeah, a lot of talent. But no, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
You're up for it, right? Okay. Tom, if you're listening. Ring Bonnie. Okay, Bonnie Tyler is coming to Leopardstown on the 8th of August. Tickets on sale now, leopardstown.com. Bonnie, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us and say hello to
I really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward okay. to coming.
See you now. Yeah. Bye. Lovely woman, Bonnie Tyler. Hold That for a Hero, and of course, as well as Footloose, that was featured in Shrek 2, and numerous other movies. I really enjoyed that. Now, 5 on 5, on Ray at RTE.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.